Hello and welcome to your GCSE Law Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most practical and genuinely useful topics in your entire course, the Consumer Rights Act 2015, and how it protects you every single time you buy something or hire someone to do a job. This topic sits within the law of contract, and it's absolutely exam essential, whether you're buying a new phone, getting your car serviced, or ordering a sofa online. The Consumer Rights Act 2015 is the law that has your back. And the brilliant thing? You've probably already experienced situations where this law would apply, so let's make sure you can ace every question about it. Let's start with the basics. The Consumer Rights Act 2015. And I want you to remember this date, 2015, because examiners will penalise you if you cite the old Sale of Goods Act 1979 instead. The Consumer Rights Act 2015 is the key piece of legislation that governs consumer contracts in England and Wales. It replaced a patchwork of older laws and brought everything together in one clear statute. Now, the very first thing you must do in any exam question on this topic is check. Is this a consumer contract? A consumer contract is one where a trader sells goods or services to a consumer. That's someone acting outside of their business. So if you buy a laptop for personal use, that's a consumer contract. If a business buys a laptop for their office, that's a commercial contract, and the Consumer Rights Act doesn't apply in the same way. Always check this first. Examiners award marks for it. Right, let's get into the implied terms. These are the terms that the law automatically writes into every consumer contract. The consumer doesn't need to negotiate them, they're just there by law. And there are two categories you need to master: implied terms for the supply of goods and implied terms for the supply of services. Let's start with goods. Under the Consumer Rights Act 2015, there are three key implied terms for the supply of goods. First, Section 9, satisfactory quality. This means that goods must meet the standard that a reasonable person would consider satisfactory, taking into account the price, the description, and all other relevant circumstances. So if you buy a brand new washing machine and it breaks down after 2 weeks, that's almost certainly not satisfactory quality. The key test is what a reasonable person would expect. A second-hand car might have some wear and tear. That could still be satisfactory quality. But a brand new item that doesn't work? Almost certainly a breach of Section 9. Second, Section 10. Fitness for particular purpose. This applies when the consumer tells the trader the specific purpose they need the goods for and relies on the trader's skill and judgment. So if you go into a shop and say, "I need a waterproof jacket for hiking in Scotland in November," and the trader sells you one, that jacket must be fit for that specific purpose. If it leaks the first time you wear it, that's a breach of Section 10. The key word here is reliance. The consumer must have relied on the trader's expertise. Third, Section 11, description. Goods must match any description applied to them. So if you order a red sofa online and a blue one arrives, that's a breach of Section 11. If a car is described as having done 20,000 miles and it's actually done 80,000, that's a breach of Section 11. This one is often quite clear-cut in exam scenarios. Now let's move to services. There are two key implied terms for the supply of services under the Consumer Rights Act 2015, 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 under the Consumer Rights Act 2015. Section 49, reasonable care and skill. When a trader provides a service, they must carry it out with reasonable care and skill. So if you hire a plumber to fix a leak and they make it worse, or a hairdresser who dyes your hair the wrong colour and damages it, those are potential breaches of Section 49. The standard is objective. What would a reasonably competent professional in that field do? Section 52, reasonable time. If no time for performance has been agreed, the service must be carried out within a reasonable time. So if you hire a builder to renovate your kitchen and they disappear for 6 months without explanation, that could be a breach of Section 52. What counts as reasonable depends on the circumstances, the nature and complexity of the job, any agreed timescales, and so on. So let's recap those five implied terms. For goods, Section 9, satisfactory quality; Section 10, fitness for particular purpose; Section 11, description. For services,
Section 49, reasonable care and skill. Section 52, reasonable time. I want you to be able to write those section numbers from memory. They are worth marks in the exam. A great memory trick for the good sections is the phrase quality purpose description, or QPD. 9, 10, 11, QPD. And for services, think care and clock. Care for section 49, clock for section 52, because time is the key idea there.
Now, let's talk about what happens when those implied terms are breached. What can the consumer actually do about it? This is where remedies come in. And this is often where students lose marks, so pay close attention. For breaches of the goods implied terms, sections 9, 10 and 11, there are three tiers of remedy, and they work in a specific order. The first remedy is the short-term right to reject, under section 20. Within the first 30 days of receiving the goods, if they breach any of the implied terms, the consumer has an automatic right to reject the goods and get a full refund. No repair attempts, no replacement, just a full refund. This is the most powerful remedy, and the time limit is strict, 30 days. After that, this right is lost. The second remedy, once the 30-day period has passed, is the right to repair or replacement, under Section 23. The consumer can ask the trader to repair the goods or replace them. Importantly, the trader gets one attempt at this. If the repair fails or if the replacement goods are also defective, the consumer can then move to the third remedy. The third remedy is the right to a price reduction, or the final right to reject, under Section 24. If repair or replacement has failed, or isn't possible, the consumer can either get a price reduction, keeping the goods but paying less, or exercise the final right to reject, returning the goods for a refund. However, if the consumer has had the goods for more than 6 months, the trader can make a deduction from the refund to reflect the use the consumer has had of them. Now, for services, the remedies are different, and this is a very common exam trap. Do not apply goods remedies to a service contract. For services, the remedies are repeat performance, under Section 55, where the trader must redo the service properly, or price reduction, under Section 56, where the consumer pays less. So the key distinction is goods remedies, reject, repair or replace, price reduction or final rejection. Services remedies, repeat performance or price reduction. Different sections, different rules. Learn them separately. Right, let's move into exam technique. When you see the command word advise in a question, and you will see it, that's your signal to apply the law to the specific facts of the scenario. Don't just describe the law in the abstract, use the facts. Say something like, under Section 9 of the Consumer Rights Act 2015, goods must be of satisfactory quality. Here, the laptop stopped working after 1 week, which a reasonable person would not consider satisfactory. Therefore, Priya has a strong argument that Section 9 has been breached. That's how you earn marks. Identify the law, explain it, apply it to the facts, and reach a conclusion. Always cite the specific section number, saying the Consumer Rights Act 2015 says goods must be of satisfactory quality is worth fewer marks than saying under Section 9 of the Consumer Rights Act 2015. Examiners are looking for precision. Always distinguish between goods and services in your answer. If a scenario involves both, say buying a new boiler and having it installed, deal with each separately. The boiler is a good, so Sections 9, 10 and 11 apply. The installation is a service, so Sections 49 and 52 apply. And never, ever cite the Sale of Goods Act 1979 in a consumer contract question. That act has been replaced by the Consumer Rights Act 2015 for consumer contracts. Using the old legislation will cost you marks. One more tip. Check whether the contract is actually a consumer contract before applying the Consumer Rights Act. If the scenario involves a business buying from another business, the Act doesn't apply in the same way. Examiners sometimes include this as a deliberate trap. Now let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What section of the Consumer Rights Act 2015 covers satisfactory quality for goods? The answer is Section 9. Question 2. What is the time limit for the short-term right to reject under Section 20? 30 days from receiving the goods. Question 3. What remedy is available if a service is not carried out with reasonable care and skill? Repeat performance under Section 55 or price reduction under Section 56. Question 4. A consumer buys a jacket described as waterproof. It lets in water immediately. Which section is breached? This could be Section 10, fitness for particular purpose, if the consumer told the trader they needed a waterproof jacket. It could also be Section 11, description, because the jacket was described as waterproof and it isn't. Both are valid, and in the exam you'd get credit for identifying either or both. Question 5. What is the difference between the right to repair or replacement and the final right to reject? The right to repair or replacement under Section 23 comes first. The trader gets one attempt to fix or replace the goods. The final right to reject under Section 24 comes after that attempt has failed, allowing the consumer to return the goods for a refund, possibly with a deduction for use after 6 months. Brilliant! Let's wrap up. Today we've covered the Consumer Rights Act 2015 in depth. Remember, it applies to consumer contracts only. For goods, the three implied terms are satisfactory quality, fitness for purpose, and description, sections 9, 10, and 11. For services, the implied terms are reasonable care and skill, and reasonable time, sections 49 and 52. The goods remedies flow in order: short-term right to reject within 30 days, then repair or replacement, then price reduction or final right to reject. Services remedies are repeat performance or price reduction. In the exam, always cite specific section numbers, always apply the law to the facts, always distinguish goods from services, and never use the old Sale of Goods Act 1979. You've got this! The Consumer Rights Act 2015 is actually a really logical, well-structured piece of law. Once you know the sections, it all clicks into place. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck!